Jim Schlick is lifting weights in his Ames home. He's 52 and says he's always enjoyed staying in shape.
I'd seen a commercial probably 20 years ago, like a 90-year-old guy barefoot skiing on TV. And I always told my family I'm going to be that guy.
Schlick is a competitor in this weekend's Senior Games, a four-day series of 29 different sports. For his second year in the Games, he plans to compete in more events, 34 of them, than any previous Iowa Games athlete. And he's up to the challenge after a lifetime of fitness and 10 years of performing in triathlons. But recently, someone started driving him harder, his 14-year-old cousin, who has cystic fibrosis.
Going out to Colorado to see my cousin, the way she was living it, and her parents saying, you know, go for it all the time, just really inspired me. So instead of going for the triathlon, I thought, let's bring some attention to CF. And how do you do that? It's not by running just a triathlon, because everybody sponsors somebody for a small race, but why don't we go for the record?
Director of the Senior Games, Matt Beatty, says that current event record holder is the All-American Hawkeye football player and NFL punt returner, Tim Dwight. But that wasn't in the Senior Games.
He was in the Iowa Games during their 25th anniversary. He did 25 events. And if you know the Iowa Games, most people only do one or two events total. So for him to do that many was pretty incredible. It really was. I know that kind of drives Jim, too, that he wants to be able to say, I did more than you, Tim. What are you going to do now?
The Senior Games have a variety of familiar sports like archery and softball. But there's one Schlick knew little to nothing about. Pickleball. To learn more, he found videos online, like this one.
Here we are. We're going to be discussing basic rules of pickleball.
It's a game with similar setup and rules to tennis, but played with a wiffle ball and a paddle. Schlick says he's never held a paddle in his hand.
The funny thing is, I grew up playing all the sports, so I thought, man, I'm going to be all over this. But then you see the lineup that they made for me, and I would say 60%, 70% of the sports I'm playing for the first time in my life.
In order for Schlick to meet his goal of playing in 34 events, he has to beat a new one every 30 minutes. So that eliminates one of his favorite games, tennis, because it takes too long. To help, he is using his own advice he gave his 6-year-old daughter when she did her first mile race.
Be the tortoise. I said, all these kids are going to go out really fast like the hare. But if you be the tortoise, you'll pass them at the end. I'm going to be the tortoise during the games here.
Games director Matt Beatty says he has no doubt Schlick will be able to finish all of the events.
He's very active. He's a very active individual, and he's really interested in helping people, you know, latch onto that as well. He's a little contagious in how motivated he is. And so I could see right away, you know, that he wanted to really, you know, do something that would matter to people.
As Schlick is lifting weights to train, he says some may be surprised who ends up winning a match.
And that's the nice thing about these Olympics. You never know who's going to show up and beat you by looking at them. So it's never judge a book by a cover. Oh, that begins to hurt.
In Ames, I'm Amanda Horvath, Iowa Public Radio News.